Josh, where's the campsite? It's coming up just ahead over there.
Are you scared of the dark?
Absolutely. Yeah. But I'm with my friends. I'm okay.
Field of Geeks presents
The Super Unknown.
I'm Josh.
I'm Juan.
I'm Steph.
My name is Dennis McCullough. I am with the Des Moines New Age Shop and Community Center here in Des Moines at 6307 Hickman Road. You know, zip code 50322. Yeah, I know that's the Urbandale zip code, but it's still in Des Moines.
Sure.
Des Moines New Age Shop is all about trying to build a community. We only want to put out good stuff in the community, which we have ever, you know, if anybody knows, like the laws of karma, laws of magic, or whatever you put out. Basically, if you put out negative energy, you'll get that back 10 times. If you put out positive energy, you'll get it back 3 times. You know, not much of a...
That's not fair.
Well, no, actually, it very much is fair. And so, because if I was to go out there and, you know, put a curse on your podcast and say, you know, booga booga...
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure nobody's actually said that when casting any kind of a curse. But booga booga, your podcast is going to go under.
Right.
You know, which would be difficult if you're even paying to do the podcast.
Right. Yeah. Right. Oh, I'm losing all my sponsors. Dang it.
Yeah, dang it. Yeah. But is this a PG? Is this a?
It's explicit, so you...
Oh, fuck, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
No holding back.
All right.
Yeah, the kids don't listen to it, so we're good.
Well, at least you hope not.
Well, our kids don't listen to it, so that's
right.
Good.
If your kids start telling you exactly what happened at the end of Game of Thrones, you might have a problem.
What is your origin tale? What brought you to this?
My origin, simply put... I grew up going to church, and I still actually have fond memories of going to that church. I still love my church-going brethren and everything like that. Basically, I was in the Navy at the time. I got my first tarot card reading while I was in the Navy down in Florida. And then I suddenly got fascinated with tarot cards. And then I went and picked up my own deck about a year and a half later at that point, because I was in Florida when I first got the card. My cards read. I then ended up in Washington State on board of an aircraft carrier, you know, USS Abraham Lincoln, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, that thing was big. Anyways.
Kidding. Jeez.
And then, in fact, I remember exactly where I got the deck. I don't remember the exact date. I know it was close to springtime because I wasn't wearing a jacket, which... That doesn't mean much in Washington State. You can still be wearing a jacket in July. Yeah, it gets cold up there.
Wow. I like it.
Yeah, I know, right? But it was a place called the Secret Garden in the Everett Mall up in Everett, Washington. I picked up the deck. I picked up the box to go with it. I picked up even a cloth, which I lost the cloth years ago. Yeah, I was actually going to buy a completely different deck from the one I've got here. And I even had the deck selected. Yeah, that's great for podcasts, making random noises.
It's fine. It's
ambiance. But no, I had the deck I was originally going to buy. I had it on the counter. I even had the money out to pay for it. And then I spotted this one out of the corner of my eye. And then that's the one I ended up going home with. And here we are 21 years later. I'm still
doing
readings.
It was like a calling.
Yeah.
The same deck from...
This is the only deck I've ever bought for myself.
And is that the only one you've ever used then?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's... I mean, there's some cards in here that have actually been ripped. Where I say some, there's two of them that have been ripped. One of them I actually had to tape back together.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you tape them together if it runs out?
I had to. I mean, you can't just...
Replace any of them.
Yeah,
right.
But the deck was out of print when it happened, so the next closest thing, I mean, I could still find it online, but I couldn't find it for less than $200. Like, whoa, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Does it lose its power, if you will, if one's missing or damaged? It's really...
Well, simply put, you don't play poker without a full deck.
Right, sure. Right. Okay. So right, they're just card. I mean, they're more than that, obviously. But well, yeah, you can use.
Simply put, you don't. Yeah, you don't play without the full deck. And if, had I lost one of the cards in here, I would have had to replace it. Mm. And so simply,
just the card, not the whole deck. Right?
Oh no, you more than likely have to replace the whole deck.
Oh, okay. It'd
probably be difficult to find just one card.
Oh, because they wouldn't match.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, and you know, it's like replacing your kidney with someone else's kidney. You know, the,
sure.
The body might reject
it's not gonna
it.
Work the same way.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's the appropriate analogy there. But,
right. I mean, it wouldn't work the same way, though. I mean,
it probably would. It just simply put, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's like having a set of, you know, two decks of cards, one blue, one red. You lose one of the red cards, you replace it with the blue card. You're always going to know which card that is.
Right, yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Yep. Sure.
But then again, same reason why, you know, the Justice card in my deck, so that's the one that's taped up. That's the one that, the Justice card is the one that I know it's coming. I see it coming from a mile away. If it's going to be popping up in a reading, well, let's see what, you know, let's see what the context is of this, of the card coming in.
Sure.
So.
Interesting.
Well, to educate us, like, what are tarot cards?
Well, they're cards.
But, like,
well,
they have,
for the audience, because, like,
is tarot? The audience, just tell them what tarot is, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
Well, and that's, you're going into a long history of tarot, which it's not ancient Egypt. Some people will tell you it's from ancient Egypt. It's not. It originated as a game played by the Italian and French nobility back in like the 1600s.
Gotcha.
Like playing spades or hearts. Mm-hmm. Like a game I've never been good at.
Well, spades, I love spades.
Yeah, and I get my ass handed to me every time I play spades. You know, it's like I never guess the right amount of
sure
books I get, mm-hmm. or, you know, plenty of times where I was like, I think I'm only going to get two. Come to find out, I got eight. It's like, that doesn't. You know. Anyways, but yeah, no. And the modern iteration of tarot, believe it or not, it's actually very new.
Really?
I mean, people first started using tarot cards as like a divination system. You know, trying to find answers out in the ether.
Sure.
A lot of people will do it through prayer. Some will, you know, do it through animal sacrifice. I hope not.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Other, I mean, it's like, I say animal sacrifice because that's what the Spartans were doing on the beach of Thermopylae. At the beginning of each day, they sacrificed a goat to the god Ares, you know, and to see how the battle was going to go.
Sure.
On the fifth day, the sacrifice said, no, you're done.
Right.
It's over. It's done. But they still went out there and they all fought and they all died.
Sure.
You know, that's it. I'm getting off topic here.
No, you're fine.
Basically, that's the ancient world's Alamo.
Okay.
Understood.
That's a better way to put that. You know, it's ultimately still a defeat for the Greeks, but
sure.
They left their mark.
Right.
And so, where was I?
Just tarot, like, kind of the history of it, but...
Right.
Well, like, how I first became aware of it, it was through entertainment. Live and Let Die, James Bond.
Right.
Roger Moore. James Seymour played a reader, and...
Okay.
That's the first time I ever got an introduction to it.
I've never been a huge Bond fan. That's just...
Not even that movie. Well,
no.
That's the one with the Baron Zombie in it, right?
Yes.
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 Gregory Holder.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I've never been a huge James Bond fan. I'll give him respect,
right.
But
from what I got from it was the reading was about a person's destiny, if you will. Is that kind of?
It can be.
Sure.
It can be many things. More often than not, it's, you know, people dealing with their own personal problems.
Sure.
Current events.
Mostly current events. Yes, and it's oftentimes so many. It's like, you know, honestly, this is what's going to happen. And here are other steps you need to take to avoid it, or if you don't avoid it, here's what's going to happen. The choice is up to you. Ultimately, we don't tell people what to do. We simply say, hey, if you want to be happier, you should probably do this.
Sure.
Or, you know, or if you, I mean, if you have to eat shit, take big bites.
Yeah. So, right.
As I've had readings like that before where people, you know, it's like, I'm sorry, this is not good. You're not in a good situation. You know, why are you sticking this out if you know what's if you already know it's a bad situation, why are you still in it? You know, stuff like that.
So it's like basically like it's more up to them to adjust their decision making on certain things,
yes,
and they can write their path,
right?
Pretty much. And then you, like, have you had many come in like after you've told them that, and they come back and it's been a better reading, like they turned it around, or is they not changed?
Simply put, if they come back, they did not take the advice that was given in the first place.
Oh, so that's what brings them basically is there is something not right.
Right.
So if everything was going well, then...
It's generally there are two types of people that come in for a reading. Those who are trying to find answers and those that are curious.
Gotcha.
And so...
Understood.
Just like the gentleman, you know, whose office we're sitting in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can say his name on the air.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he's one of the...
He's one of us.
Fair enough. Okay, so Dave, he asked me if I'd give him a reading, and I just did. You know, I'm not going to tell you what was in the reading.
Right.
But he was one of those that he was curious as to what it would be like.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And there are others that it's like, oh my God, I've been to all these different psychics, and none of them are right. Could you help me out here? And 9 times out of 10, it's like, well, if they're not right, I'm not going to be right either, man.
Sure, you know? Sure.
Because more than likely what happens is you end up telling them the same thing that the other 9 said. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you're all a bunch of frauds. Well, sorry you feel that way.
Right.
That'll be $30. You know? So
what's the process of a reading? Like, what do you do? How do people ask you questions? Or do you ask people questions? What?
Well...
What?
Why don't you come over here?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to do this.
Go for it.
Well, you open that Pandora's box.
I have a quick question before you start with her on that. I have a little experience with tarot.
I don't have $30, I'm just
going to
tell you.
Tarot, we're on air.
Tarot readings, but what's the difference between tarot cards and oracle cards?
That's a good question, actually. Tarot cards are a set system. Always going to have 78 cards.
They're always going to have what? I'm sorry.
78 cards.
Okay.
22 major arcana, and then... 54.
What do you mean by arcana?
Sorry, 56. I'll shoot.
Okay, as long as you don't pull minor death arcana. Card.
Okay, minor arcana.
Oh, God, trust me, there are far worse cards than the death card.
I don't know.
This is minor arcana, and then major arcana. Basically, the minor arcana basically go through the day to day.
Okay.
I'm showing you the hanged one. That's, you know.
So that's the hangman?
The hanged one, yes.
Okay.
Not necessarily the. Nicest card to pull in a deck, definitely. Mm-hmm. And trust me, death is not the worst one that you could possibly pull.
No, I haven't gathered that. Like I watch a few of them and I try to pick it up a little bit, like, so I try to understand how it works. But yeah, death card's not what you think.
Is it mainly just like, hey, stop smoking? It's gonna kill you.
I wish it was that easy. There are cards that deal with addiction and stuff like that. Yeah.
Just watch hers. It's not what you think it is. It's pretty cool.
Take 3 cards.
From anywhere?
Yeah. Preferably from this deck.
Well, I mean, like, from any point of the deck.
Just take 3 and leave them face down. Is this your card?
Sure.
Okay.
I have no idea. No, these are.
Yeah. Oh, they are, aren't they? Okay. I am not a magician. I do not have the dexterity to be a magician. I just don't.
So we have enough space here for everything?
Yeah, there's more than enough here.
Okay.
So this here is the first one that you flipped. Okay. 3 of Swords, Princess of Cups, Ace of Cups. Well, I mean, if you were confused before this, you're going to be confused afterwards, too.
Does that mean we're going to make millions?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, shoot.
Sorry. If anything, this one here indicates... the 3 of Swords indicates temporary separation to try and make a name for yourself. Now, I don't necessarily know if that's relationship-wise or anything like that, but this is definitely... The 3 of Swords, that's ultimately what it deals with.
So some kind of separation?
Well, you already know what's going on. The Prince of Swords, you know what's going on. You know what you're going to have to do. You know everything you have at your disposal, and you know how to use it properly.
Okay.
So whatever separation this is indicating, you'll be fine.
Okay.
This one here indicates some... Princess of Cups. And these here, about to say, these two cards mostly deal with thought. These two cards are going to be dealing with feelings. Princess of Cups. Reversed. Yeah. Feelings. Water signs. Water, yes. Yep. Yes. Good job, Juan.
I'm trying to learn it. I want to teach myself one day.
Anyways, so... Yeah, Princess of Cups. This is a card that actually confuses me still after 21 years. So, bear with. Yeah,
there's encyclopedia comes out.
It's the booklet for the deck. Actually, there's a reason why you keep that.
So this one means there's some sort of separation, but
it's temporary.
And I'm prepared to handle it.
Yes, you're perfectly prepared to handle
that.
I'm
not sure what it is, but that's good that I'm prepared.
This is somebody. This indicates someone who. Princess of Cups reversed. That's the other thing. These three cards are all reversed.
Oh, because they're facing away from me?
Yes.
Okay.
And so Princess of Cups reversed is somebody who uses their emotions to actually entrap and ensnare and enslave others.
Oh. So I'm doing that to somebody or they are doing that to me?
It could be either way.
Okay.
It's simply put, you'll notice I've not asked you exactly what the situation is.
Okay.
And so... See, and this here is somebody who essentially is learning a new trade, ultimately. That's what this card here indicates, somebody learning a new trade. And
so, like, I just started a new job probably, I don't know, four months ago, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of learning with it.
Right. I mean, this could be...
So linked to that?
Could be the person training you. You know, God, I hope they don't have feelings for you.
Yeah, I don't either.
They're all women, so that could be...
That's still possible.
It could make it a...
and then this is present.
Okay.
Going into the future, though, most of the aces don't actually have a reverse. You got the one that does. Okay. The Ace of Cups, basically, it's confusing time. You're not sure exactly how you're feeling, or it's basically emotions are all muddied up in some, you know, whatever. And there's not much you can do if that one doesn't have a reverse. There's not much you'll be able to do about it. You're just simply going to have to see it through to the end. Ace of Cups basically means confusion, emotional confusion, you know, not necessarily sure what's happening, what's going on. And the Two of Swords, basically, you'll notice how this has, she's sitting there in the center, and there's a sword on each side of her. All right. Basically indicating that anything, pretty much once we get to this point, there's nothing more you can do. You're just going to have to sit there and grin and bear it. It could be good. It could be bad. It doesn't really indicate what it is. It just simply puts, your nothing you do will affect the outcome. It's the best way to put it with the Two of Swords.
Okay.
Nothing you do will change the outcome of what's coming. It's just simply going
to... It's just
going to
happen.
You're just going to have to let it happen.
Okay. Very interesting.
Okay. That's a major arcana. And so, but whatever happens, you will come out on top.
Yay!
<All right. laughs>
So, it might not look like it at the time. Truth be told, it's hard, and that's one thing. Tarot cards are nothing set in stone, especially with the future. You can still fuck this up.
Gee, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. I mean, that is a possibility.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, I do readings like this all the time at the Des Moines New Age shop.
Okay.
I say all the time, I do need a day off once in a while. I think I'm scheduled for one in like 3 weeks.
Awesome. So they just call you up and schedule it, or walk-ins welcome?
I take walk-ins all the time.
How often do you do readings per day?
Today was the most I've done in a while. With her, that makes now 7 I've done today.
I mean at the shop, I'm sorry.
I did 5 at the shop earlier today.
Oh, okay.
You might do a lot tonight.
I might.
Hopefully, right?
Yeah, let's hope.
Ooh, do me.
I am married, sir.
Oh, darn. Your backside is going to be free tonight.
Whoa.
That Batman. Is, that goes with something else.
No, I was actually showing my hood.
Like, what was that conversation we had?
I have no idea.
Oh, probing. He likes probing, right?
Oh,
our last
show. My brother.
Well, I mean, as long as you're not doing any space docking, I think you'll be fine.
No docking.
So this is essentially like what it consists of. Awesome. Yes. That's interesting.
That is very cool. Very cool.
Well, honey, I don't plan on splitting up with you, so as long as you don't leave me, we're good here.
Well, there's nothing in here that indicates you would.
Good.
It's just,
separation.
Temporary separation. That doesn't necessarily. Yeah, I mean, you might have to go on a trip for training or something.
Oh, we are
like
going
that.
Somewhere.
Yeah, but we won't be separate.
No, our house will be separate from our children.
Oh.
Oh, well then.
Maybe that.
It could be. Yeah. Like I said, it didn't say anything about your relationship to your husband. It just said that temporary separation. And so, you might have noticed I've got a magic card I've had in the box since 2003.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was looking at it, but I didn't want to.
Yeah, it's a totem speaker. Elf Druid costs 1 green and 4 colorless. Whenever a beast comes into play, you may gain 3 life.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, with the power creep that's happened with magic cards over the years, there's no way that card would be, it's somewhat viable now, but man. It cost five for what I think that was like a 3-4, maybe a 2-3. I have not actually taken a look at its power and toughness all these years. It's a 3-3 for 5. So yeah, it's a lot of people might skip that over.
Has there ever been just something that sticks out that was a very interesting experience reading somebody?
As far as reading other people. I had a lady in the shop last year. She was getting ready. She was less than a month from getting married. Mm-hmm. And, she got the Tower. When I said there's worse cards to get, the Tower is one of them.
All right? That's actually the first card I thought of when you said there's
The Tower is a far worse card to get than Death.
Okay.
Death just means an ending. The Tower means a sudden change.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sudden change, bend over, grab your ankles. Mm. It's coming, whether you're prepared for it or not. And generally with a Tower, you're not prepared for it.
So like a Tower in reverse, how does that work?
Well, a reverse Tower.
It means you just came out of it?
No. No.
Okay.
Reverse Tower, basically... forward Tower. I'm just going to call it forward.
Okay.
Basically means there's sudden change. All right. You might be able to handle it better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse Tower. We're going in dry. So, yeah. Reverse Tower. They're going in dry just bend over.
Here's the word probe.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Good to know.
You're welcome. Yeah. It's, like I said, we do readings at the shop. We also do energy cleanses, and we oftentimes end up dealing with, people come in with attachments or stuff like negative entities attached to them. Sadly, oftentimes, a lot of the time, mental illness can be explained with negative entity attachments because there's so many different entities out there. That's one reason why I don't go on ghost hunts. I just don't do it. You have no idea what you're messing with there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same reason why, and I will tell you, this is a standard position of the Des Moines New Age Shop. I'm going to look at all three of you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any, looking at you specifically for some reason. Don't fuck with Ouija boards.
Oh, don't you worry.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
But I looked over you for some reason, so.
When I was a kid, we played with the ones that you can buy at Target or wherever.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing. That's another history of tarot. The only way you can find a tarot deck back in the 70s was they would sell you, go get them at KB Toys or Toys R Us. They were freaking toys. Same thing with the Ouija board now. They sell it as a toy.
Well, I was always told that it's more like making a phone call and you don't know who you're calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're letting in.
Yeah,
like, I'm saying energy-wise, yeah. like, you don't know who the heck you're calling. You might call the wrong number.
Yeah.
And my wife described it basically because what you're doing is you're opening a portal through the veil. Mm. And we're, I mean, this is October. Mm. And if there's one thing, October, I mean, well, there's a reason why we celebrate Halloween this time of year.
Mm. Right.
The veil of between the spiritual and the physical world is actually thinning this time of year. And so it is the thinnest this time of year. The other time of year where it is the thinnest is actually late April.
Really? Is that the beginning and ending of like the solstice, like winter solstice? When does that kick?
Equinoxes. Actually.
Okay.
Right around the equinoxes. And no, it's actually midway between the equinoxes.
Okay.
And so halfway between the equinoxes and the solstices.
Okay.
You know, end of April for Beltane, which a friend of mine, who she has her own coven up in Nevada, Iowa. I always was like, so do I need to get you a Beltane lighter or something like that? Though, ironically enough, over in Scotland, the Beltane festival is literally a festival of fire. Wow. Yeah, you can find pictures of it online. It is fascinating to look at. People dancing naked with fire. I mean, it's
ouch.
Yeah. Damn dirty Scots. And again, do not mess with Ouija boards. There's a reason why I mentioned it. Ouija boards, it's like having an apartment in downtown Chicago and then leaving the door unlocked.
Mm.
You don't know what's coming through there. People and whatever spirits you're conversing with on the other side, they are not bound to tell you the truth.
Sure.
Right.
I don't know where people got that idea.
Bingo.
They don't have to tell you the truth. And especially dealing with all kinds of weird, creepy shit out there. I know too many people, they will make bargains with you, and you have to keep up your end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know too many people in this community that have lost children.
Wait, people make bargains through a Ouija board, and you have to keep it?
Whatever deal you made.
Yeah, you have to.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
They don't have to tell you.
They don't, yeah.
Not, people, they can tell you what they want, basically.
Wow. Yeah, no, there's... It can be bad.
Sorry, there was just a giant clown that walked.
There was a giant.
Oh, I thought it was the Flash.
It's kind of cool
myself.
I thought it was the Flash. Oh, well. Anyways, yeah, Des Moines New Age Shopping Community Center. We will help clear attachments and stuff like that. As I mentioned, a lot of times mental illness can be. You can actually help a lot of people's mental illnesses, or a lot of mental illnesses can be explained when dealing with attachments. You know, like if they're an entity that eats depression.
Sure.
Keeping you depressed keeps it fed.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
Entities that, you know, feed off of rage.
Right.
You know, attached to somebody, they're always angry for some reason.
Sure.
And they just seem like an angry person. Well, that's because there's something on there keeping them fucking pissed off all the time.
Right. So if anyone's made bargains with Ouija boards, can they come to you? Is that... something you
yes that is something do? We actually okay. will help with so many times people come to the shop,
yeah, don't
yeah,
do
no.
it
yeah we have a Ouija board. It had, in fact, this past summer we were making contact with the Ouija board. I'm like, okay, where's the Ouija board now? Because she's got two little kids. I mean, when I say little, they're babies.
Yes.
You know, and they're screaming at night because there's
something, you know, scaring them.
Yeah, there's something scaring them. And so I'm like, so get rid of the Ouija board. They're like, well, we have to use it again tonight. No, you don't fucking have to use it tonight. Get rid of it.
Yes.
Get rid of it. Go fucking bury it in salt out in the yard.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if they did. They haven't been back. So.
Can you burn it, or do you have to bury it?
You bury it.
You bury it.
You can.
Bury the ashes, perhaps, or no?
Actually, from what I've been told, you don't want to burn it, because then you just permanently open the
pool. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cancel that.
Yeah, don't do
you
it.
You bury it in your yard with salt. That will keep it, that will close it.
Salt is like crystals.
Yeah.
Well, salt, like, gets rid of evil, right, is what
well,
they
salt
say.
Is crystals. Yes. It's just another form of crystal.
Oh. Well,
and, to simplify it.
But, yeah, and simply, salt is also one of the easier things to get a hold of.
Right, okay.
And so, but, yeah.
What kind of crystal was in there, if you don't mind me asking?
This is a white selenite. I can answer more questions, guys. It's a white selenite.
I know, I could go on and on, because it's so fascinating to me.
Oh, yeah. White selenite, it's an energetic power wash. It'll clear away all negative energy
Yeah, I already feel better when I grabbed it.
Exactly.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to be like a negative. I'm just.
No, really? You can feel no, like give certain crystals.
Like you'll grab. So negative. No, I just. Like, how does it make
certain,
you?
Certain crystals have like a certain vibration to it. Like I use a lot of terpene and stuff like that.
Tourmaline.
Tourmaline.
Yeah, tourmaline.
I messed up.
I thought I heard a P in there. I was like, tourmaline.
No P.
It's a new element.
Yeah.
But I use a lot of that. And just like standard crystal and stuff like mind? That.
No, go for it.
Like quartz crystal.
You're fine. It's simply
really cool.
Simply put, white selenite, it's an energetic power wash.
Okay.
Like a cat, it also cleans itself.
Okay.
You really? Trust me, you know, white selenite goes a long way.
Sure.
And then also like a cat though, you don't want to get it wet. Okay. It will break apart.
Oh.
And so
interesting.
Does it lose its power, if you will, if you get it wet, or it's just about keeping it. If it does break apart, you have to get a new one.
Is yeah, pretty much. You'll have to get if it completely dissolves and everything like that. It's one of those things that is what, as I explain to people, you break it down. I never realized this looks like the shape. It's like shaped like Wisconsin. Anyway, sorry.
No, it's like a body of land.
Yeah.
It did look like it had some shape
when you,
to it.
When you break a stone down to the molecular level, right, each molecule puts out its own energy, which, science will tell you that much is true. Bigger the stone, the more molecules that are in it, the more power it puts out. More than likely, whatever selenite survives getting wet is still good. It's just not going to be as strong as it would have been as one whole piece.
Sure.
What would you say to somebody who believe they're Christian and they believe in God and whatnot, and they feel like you can't have both together? You can't believe in crystals and tarot readings and what's that thing? Your horoscope. You can't believe in all of that. I don't know if that's related to this or not. And
oh,
God.
No, it is.
They're connected.
It is connected.
Horoscopes, right, are connected too.
Yeah. Okay. At least I like, what's your date of birth?
September. I'm a Virgo. September 5th. 1982.
Okay.
So
wow,
well,
that's my wedding anniversary. Not 1982.
September 5th. Well, it's
yeah. You are a Virgo dog.
Okay.
In the Chinese zodiac, you're a water dog.
Okay.
So, hubby?
September 9th.
1981.
Yep.
Okay. So you are a Virgo cock.
You called me that before. You will now.
Yeah, you're
not back like that.
You're a double Virgo. Ultimately, Virgo and Rooster in the Chinese zodiac actually are the same thing. And so,
okay.
One,
2/24/79.
Okay, I did not think you were that old.
I didn't either. I guess I'm not.
He doesn't look like he's 40. Honestly. I'm 41.
Well,
so
I feel older with him in a good way.
He makes us all look older.
So much
hell.
Life there.
I'm just a big kid.
Do you think you can believe in both, though?
Why not?
Okay, so my pastor a long time ago said you can't believe, like, God is not okay with, that's another God if you believe in horoscopes.
Well, I mean, and what is the first commandment?
Thou shalt not have any other God before thyself.
Yeah,
see? God is a jealous God, the God of the Bible.
Oh, so that's what you're saying.
You can't have like pagan images and things of that nature.
Well, that's what. But what is the first commandment?
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not have no other gods before me.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I find my caveat, because I said before.
Oh, so you can still believe in other things as long as you don't put it above him?
Exactly.
That's what he's saying?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's how I interpreted it. A lot of modern, and when I say modern, it's probably been like this the last...
I also have a reverence license.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You learn so much about you.
My mom is...
It's not just about probing.
Yeah, I was raised that way. Yeah.
He's a Renaissance man. I'm telling you.
My parents, I was raised that way.
Well,
so my mom
is... figured with our
wife. She's hard, you know, she's hardcore Kojic, is what we call it. Church of God in Christ. So they're like, you're in the world, you're not of the world. And
right.
then you take...
Yeah.
Take into consideration, like my dad, on the other hand, is a chocolate Jew. Like Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, that's,
so he's a Hebrew
that sounds
Israelite.
Delicious.
So he's a Hebrew Israelite. You know what I'm saying? So just to keep it simple, my parents got divorced when I was really young. So in his household, Old Testament. In her household, New Testament. Oh. So I tell people all the time, even though I'm not a practicing Christian or anything like that, I know that book.
Right.
I had to know that book.
Yeah.
That's why, like you said, the first commandment. I'm like, okay, yeah. You know, I know that book.
Right.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah, and that's simply. And it's also one of those things that people ask me this question all the time. Well, I'm a Christian. Okay, well then continue to pray.
Yeah, because like,
you know, there's we have Christians come in there all the time. Hell, I've had Muslims come in there.
There's a lot of people that are just it's one way or the other. And so like ever since I've heard that, I'm like, I can't look at my horoscope every day because that's not okay.
Juan can even tell you there are examples of other powers out there. They're in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They are actually in the Bible. That doesn't mean those powers went away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just because God said you can't use them, that doesn't mean that, simply put, I don't know if this has stayed the same over the last, 5,000 years, but prime example, like, you know, let's go to the story of Exodus.
Right.
Moses cast his staff on the floor and it turned into a snake. What did the Pharaoh's men do after that?
Well, I didn't hear what you said.
What did the Pharaoh's men do after Moses cast his staff on the floor?
Remind me. I haven't been.
They cast their sticks on the floor, and they turned into sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they did.
It's in there.
I'm sure it is.
Moses' snake destroyed the Pharaoh's snakes,
mm-hmm.
but the Pharaoh's men had the same power that Moses did. When they cast your sticks on the floor, if God was powering Moses, who was powering the Pharaoh's men?
Bingo.
Well, the devil, obviously, right?
Well,
or not.
I think the devil gets a little more credit than he deserves in a lot of situations. Like, he's probably sick of being the fall guy. really?
I get credit for that too? I'm trying to spread a little bit
maybe,
of evil.
Maybe you're just a bad person, and maybe you just did that on your own. Like,
maybe the devil made them do it. No, I didn't.
He's like, all right, man, I was watching TV. I was watching Netflix. What are y'all talking about?
Like, I didn't make you do that.
What about you? You did that.
That's scary.
What I will say about the Bible, I will say about the Bible, from all the different interpretations, all the different denominations, everything you can think of about that book. One thing I have from all my studying over the years is that book is about you. And it's about him. It's about him. It's about me. It's about us becoming Christ. Jesus said, all my good works you can do too. Heck, you pretty much do it better.
Maybe even longer. He died at 33.
It's like an instructional book on how to be Christ-like.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's about your journey on how this is just like a map on becoming that, becoming your greatest you, to simplify it in like today's terms and words. Because we don't talk like that. We don't say thou shall not, drink of thy Pepsi. I don't talk that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Do not do that.
So what I'm saying is like,
drink.
We get caught up maybe in the slang of it, because that's how they talk that through the King James Version, which actually comes from Hebrew scrolls, and we don't speak Hebrew. So that's another story. But
so many things have been lost in translation over the years.
There's books that we may not even have gotten from the Vatican. That's another story. But
I think you're right. I think it was like 300.
Yeah, there's a lot of books in the Bible. We're not. So some of this stuff, they only gave us what they felt we needed.
Yeah, and see now.
So another man told you.
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah, but
there's a little thing called the Council of Trent.
The information that we do have, just off of anyone, whatever they can say to me about the Bible, is I'm saying that book's about you. It's about you understanding yourself in a spiritual manner, like you becoming
Christ-like.
God-like,
mm-hmm.
Christ-like.
Yeah,
you know, you are the son of God, the daughter of God. You are that. So, like, your daughters are you. They're just the next interpretation of YouTube. They are you two put together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and the the Bible was first established in 325.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, all the, obviously all the apostles are gone. Mm-hmm. All but one of them was crucified. That's one thing to keep in mind. Everyone knows that Jesus of Nazareth was crucified.
Mm-hmm.
But they all tend to forget that so was Paul, so was Peter, so was John. No, or was John the one that survived? The one that wrote the book of Revelations is the only one that did not. Is the only one that actually died of old age.
Wasn't that Paul?
No, not Paul.
Okay.
No, not Paul wasn't even one of the apostles. He was just.
No, I'm saying that you said that died.
Yeah, no, they all died since then, obviously. That's the
2,000 years ago. That's the person you're saying who didn't die. See, like, I never studied the Bible in the sense of, like...
John the Apostle.
Okay, yeah, John's the one who wrote the book of Revelation. He's also the last one to die. Mm-hmm. He was the only one... he did that. He was in hiding, I think, on Cyprus inside of a cave
mm-hmm.
where that he was hoping that the Roman soldiers wouldn't find him. Mm-hmm. And keeping in mind that the Romans would continue to hunt down the Christians for 300 more years until Constantine took the throne, he became the emperor of the Eastern Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And then 325 AD, the Council of Nicaea, they're the ones who put in the, this book's going to go in this into the Bible here, and here, and here, and here, and here. And keeping in mind letters that Paul wrote, like Romans.
You're making me want to go read it again. I read it in a long time.
It's a great story.
I went to Grandview University, which is a Lutheran college.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one thing I say about the Lutherans. They are the first Protestants. Fuck you all. they were the first Protestants. Or they might not have been, but they certainly were the biggest name out of all of them. The church probably put the rest of them down before. But Martin Luther had other things going for him, like the printing press. They couldn't stop his message from getting out because he was printing it up too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
First and Second Corinthians, Romans, Galatians, those are all letters that Paul wrote to the underground Christians at the time. Eventually Paul met his end. He was stupid enough to go to Rome. He's like, he went to Rome, and that's where he ended. They caught him. And so, and at the time, more than from what I understand, the Romans actually thought the Christians, because of the holy sacraments,
right?
Partaking of the blood and the blood and flesh of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, they're cannibals. Yeah.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah. So, as you can tell, I've done some research on this. I've learned a little bit about it. I've gone back and forth on this when I can't not believe in God. It's how I was raised.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I know what the modern church does. It is not what people in my community think it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even really truly consider myself a pagan, but I know a lot of people in the pagan community that really believe that the Christian mm-hmm. church is just out there to suppress everybody. And the Christian church has not had that ability for, God, 500 years.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, the Christian church has not been able to suppress anybody for 500 years now. And I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Well,
I mean,
I was actually going to go back to her question.
Let's go back to her question.
So, your question was basically, can you be...
Oh, can you believe in both?
Both. So, like, for example, my mother and my father have asked me and my brother that studies metaphysics with me, they asked me at different times. My mother asked, so she's like, you're not a Christian anymore. She's like, why are you not a Christian anymore? She asked me personally. My dad asked me and my brother. And I was like, of course, I'm a Christian. And she goes, really? Well, you don't act like it anymore. And I was like, fair enough. I'm like, Mom, I'm a Christian. Don't worry. So
the definition of a Christian basically is somebody who believes in God.
But here's the thing.
That
sort of.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
Christ.
Okay, sorry.
But I will say this, like, like, and my father asked the same thing. He's like, you're not an Israelite, you know, as well. And me and my brother are like, yeah. So the another person would be like, well, how could you be both? Well, my mindset is like this. It's more like school for me. So it's like, when I say like, did you graduate in third grade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you?
I did.
So knowing that, are you a third grader? I mean, you once were.
Yeah, I probably. But you're no longer.
You've gone beyond that.
Yeah.
Not the way.
But you have experienced the third grade experience.
Yeah.
So like, when I look at my mother and the way she practices, I'm only talking exclusively about her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that is like to me regurgitate my ABCs over again. She can only go as high as that book would allow her to go. She's not allowed to expand because of thou shalt not have any other God before thyself. So she takes that in a literal sense to the sense of like, I can't expand my knowledge beyond this book.
Right.
Whereas I'm like, I've done that. Then I studied Buddhism. Then I studied Islam. Then I studied metaphysics. Then I started studying all these other things. So it's like oh, I did that class. I graduated that. So it's not like I can't be I cannot be a Christian again. I got the certificate in my mind.
Just
like
you're not an active.
It makes no sense in my mind to go back to third grade. I get it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like I get the concepts.
You've taken in more knowledge.
I get how that works. You get what I'm saying? Like knowledge to me has to grow. True knowledge is you're hearing something you haven't heard before. So there's a good chance today you guys have actually consumed some knowledge. Whether you accept it or not, it's not about acceptance. You've heard some things that you didn't know existed. That's
right.
True knowledge.
Right.
Because now if you're going to a place of praise and you're hearing things that are not expanding your knowledge, then we have an interesting deal. How can you expand? How can you grow? I'm sorry. I know it's your time.
No, you're fine. It's simply, I understand what you're saying. And yeah, I mean, even I grew up going to church. And hell, I still love Christmas.
All right, it's a good time.
It is. It's my favorite time of year. I get it. It's what it is today. It's a Christian holiday. I mean, it is Christ Mass. Okay, I get that. That doesn't diminish my ability to enjoy it. But I have also studied Buddhism. I know Buddhism's not for me. It's to me, it's too nihilistic.
Right.
I still respect it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if there's anything you can base the Matrix off of, I'd base it off of Buddhism.
Yeah. Well, the first one's kind of a Christ story. He dies. He's resurrected.
Right. And then the third one made no sense at all.
The third one. They're making a fourth one.
Oh,
another story.
Crap. Why? Just leave it alone. Y'all disappointed us once. So.
No kidding. Yeah.
But then, I mean, I've also studied Shinto. I'm still studying Shinto at this time, all right? Mm-hmm. I've also studied a little bit of Hinduism. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a Hindu temple right up here, right up the road here in Madrid, Iowa, all right?
Yeah,
right.
I've studied some Hindu.
Your dad helped build that.
My roommate is Indian, for whatever that's worth, and we have a lot of those symbols around our house because his mother loved a lot of different things, so.
That's actually that's like a joke with me and my wife. We used to travel to Madrid to see my dad, and I had always point to that and say, my dad helped build some of that.
See, I was under the impression they actually brought people over from India to help build that, because there is a caste in India specifically directed to build and maintain holy sites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a temple is considered a holy site, right. And they have temple builders specifically. Mm-hmm. That's what I was told. They actually brought people over from India to, and I've actually been in there.
To here to Iowa?
Yeah.
For this?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, believe it or not, there's Hindu temples all over the country. I don't know if there's more.
I didn't know there was any in Iowa.
Yeah,
or even in Des Moines.
But it's not in Des Moines. It's in Madrid.
Yeah, it's on the other side of Granger.
Okay.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, you cross.
It sticks out a little bit. I haven't been around there lately.
You take the exit towards Granger.
Okay.
You go through Granger, and then as soon as you cross the Des Moines River,
right,
you get past that first line of trees. It's right there, big white temple sticking out in the
It's amazing.
And then there's a cornfield right next to it. I'm wondering if the people in the temple live in that house right next to it. There's always a lot of cars parked outside of it, But yeah, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful inside of there.
I bet.
So I actually went in there couple months ago, and I just went through there, paid my respects to all the, by the way, if you're to pay respects to every deity they've got housed in there, you'd probably
be there for a while.
Yeah, if simply
they got a huge pantheon.
Yeah, they do,
massive.
And simply if you were to stop and pray to each one for like a minute, you'd probably be in there for a good hour.
Yeah, I stick with the ones that talk to me, like Ganesha and Lakshmi and stuff like that. Yeah, so.
And I don't remember seeing Lakshmi. I know she's in there.
She's got to be. Shiva, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, no, yeah, and I. Yeah, Shiva, Parvati.
Mm-hmm.
I did not find Kali, but I know the reason for that.
I get it.
Yeah. I didn't. I actually.
Kali's kind of.
No. Actually, she is in there.
Mm-hmm.
She is actually in there. If you don't know which one you're looking, if you don't know who Kali actually is, then you're going to walk right by her every damn time. Because Kali is just another form of Parvati.
Mm-hmm.
Kali is a.
Do you know which one? Who Kali is?
I have no idea.
She's
what you guys
got
are
like multiple
about.
Hands.
Most of them do.
And then she's got a tongue. And she,
Kali.
I have a tongue and.
Yeah. Well, no.
Kali has like
six
like a
arms.
So with hands, arms.
Yeah, she's like, got like six arms.
Right. Well,
these are entities.
And here's
that.
They're gods and goddesses in a pantheon
belief system. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, and Kali, believe it or not, in the if you look at pictures of her online, Kali's name from Hindu literally translates to black.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and she is basically the pissed off version of Parvati.
Yeah, she's.
So basically, when Krishna came home after many, many years, his son Ganesh was born after Krishna left. And so Ganesh was guarding the home. And Krishna walked up, and Ganesh is like, whoa, 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 who are you? And Krishna's like, I don't have time for you, out of my way. And then so Ganesh challenged him again. He's like, no, who are you? Why are you here? And then Krishna lops off his head. and then goes to the house, and then
oh wow,
yeah, and then
crazy
Parvati basically
party animal,
he's like, Parvati, I'm home. And he's like, oh hey, Ganesh, your father's home. Who's Ganesh? Ganesh is our son. He was working over there. Whoa. It's like, somebody challenged me on the way up here. Why?
Oh, no.
And it's like, you killed her son? That's our son? Oh, crap.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so, you better fix this. And so he goes out into the woods and he finds an elephant, plops off the head of the elephant, and puts it on Ganesh's head. Puts the elephant head on Ganesh's body. And so that's why Ganesh now looks like an elephant. Wow. Because Krishna didn't stop to explain himself.
Whoops.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've done some studying, as I've mentioned before.
That's awesome.
Well, this has been really fascinating. Yeah, we could go on, of course.
We really could, and unfortunately, I do have to get going.
Yes.
Yeah, they're doing a Q&A and stuff down there right now.
Yes. So we better let you get going.
Right.
Yeah. Don't be a stranger. If you ever want to come on sometime with us.
Just ask. I'll come on. I'll make the time.
Love to have you back.
I gave you a card. Do you have it still, or do you need a card?
I'll take another one.
I got lots of them, so.
I'd be more than happy to bring my wife on here, too.
What does she do with the shop, exactly?
She owns it.
Okay.
And then she stays home. She stays home and bees the mother or child.
Does she do the same kind of stuff that you do, though?
Like, was she the young lady I met when I came in?
No, that is Antoinette.
Okay, Antoinette, that's her name.
She also does stuff like this as well.
Okay.
But yeah, no, you just simply put DesMoinesNewAge.com is our website. Des Moines New Age Shop at 6307 Hickman Road in Des Moines.
It looks like a spaceship, right?
Yep, blue spaceship building.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much. This is great.
I can have conversations like this all day long. We didn't even break into the MCU.
Thank you.
Great,
thank you. Very much. We'll see you downstairs.
You were saying that.